a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
The House Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee will come to order. The Internet is turned on, and welcome to Internet listeners, and welcome to everybody that's in here this morning. We're convening this morning just for the purposes of talking about any ideas that the committee may have on summer studies, and that'll be our only business this morning, and then after that, we're going to have breakfast served to us and have a little joint breakfast with the Senate Ag. So that's kind of the what's going to be going on this morning. So with that, does I'd have the secretary call the roll.
Bruner.
Yeah.
Klocek.
Here.
Kopp.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
Schaefer.
Here.
Shrimp.
Ooh.
Scott.
I'm sorry. First time all year.
Good morning.
He's here. There he is.
Here.
There he is.
Scott.
We'll just kind of wait.
Sigsted.
Sit down. We're calling the roll.
Street.
Yeah.
Van Gerpen.
Here.
Virtue.
Here.
Hoffman.
Are you
here?
Vanneman.
Here.
Madam Chair, there's a quorum.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad everybody could make it this morning.
Me too.
Okay, with that, we have a quorum and we'll start out. If anybody... Oh, let's have approval of the minutes of the last meeting. Been approved or motion made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Minutes are approved. Okay. Now let's get into our summer study ideas. I'll just open it up if anybody has any ideas. Okay. The chair would make one suggestion, and that is this summer, the egg development. Through the Department of Ag, held a governor's roundtable, and from that it was all the key leaders from all across the state, from livestock production to grain to, I mean, everybody I think was represented there. And the second point that came out, that the first issue that they felt was really huge for South Dakota agriculture was infrastructure. And I think we all agree with that. That's also a very massive subject, and one that, you know, and probably not specifically to some of the ideas that came out of that roundtable, but we have had, in the last few years, we have had quite a few transportation summer studies and things like that. But the second one was increasing livestock production, and the third one was water. Well, with the passage of 169, we're probably going to have, you know, a good look at the water management and things like that. And so my suggestion is that we look at increasing livestock production. And just the livestock sector is about a third of the economic development or impact in that agriculture provides to the state of South Dakota, because overall agriculture has a $21 billion economic impact, and livestock production has about $7 billion. And so I'd like to have, I see Secretary Bones is here, and I would see if maybe he would just come to the mic and explain a few things. And because this would be kind of broad, you know, there'd be things that could, you know, we could talk about would be from zoning to, you know, I don't know, he probably would have some suggestions. So if you want to visit with us a little bit about that roundtable and your thoughts on possibly doing a summer study on increasing the livestock production.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mm-hmm. Good morning, members of the committee. Some of you are better shaped than others after the basketball game last night, but congratulations to the House side for winning the game. So my name is Walt Bones. I have the honor of serving as your Secretary of Agriculture. And as Representative Vanneman was just talking about, back in June, the end of June, as part of our Governor's Ag Development Summit, we convened what we called our Key Leader Roundtable discussion. And in our briefing earlier this year, earlier part of the session, we went over all of those seven different things. And just for review, as Representative Vanneman said, number one was infrastructure. Number two was livestock development. Number three was water. Number four was youth. Five was zoning. Number six was value-added opportunities. And number seven was public awareness. And as we were visiting a little bit last night, talking about some of the summer studies, one of the governor's cornerstones of his administration is economic development. Since agriculture is the number one industry in the state, we surely feel that ag development needs to be a significant part of economic development, and it surely is, as proven by the numbers that were just shared with you. And livestock development is surely a key part of ag development. And so we were. Dr. Gary Taylor has those numbers. It's been in the brochure. And again, just for review, the economic impact of one dairy cow to the state of South Dakota, according to Dr. Taylor, is about $13,600. One sow, $6,400. A beef cow, $1,700, and hopefully a little more when we get some processing done here in the state. Just to give you a baseline a little bit. Iowa State University just completed a study. They basically used the same computer format modeling of software, and their economic impact of one dairy cow was over $23,000 instead of the $13,500 that Dr. Taylor came up with. So use whatever number you want. It's still pretty significant. And so we just thought that looking at livestock development, it pretty much covers almost all of our other topics, those seven topics that we had from our key leader roundtable discussion. Like I said, water, you've got that taken care of with the Senate Bill 169 and the task force that looks like it's going to be created. Infrastructure is again not really... It's out there, but when you look at all the other five topics, a summer study could potentially cover almost all those other five. Number four was youth. If we look at some opportunities for our youth and our kids these days, what's going to give them a better opportunity if they buy a few cows, or if they are able to put up a swine finishing barn, or whatever it might be, or if they buy $5,000, $8,000 an acre land. Which one's going to give them a better opportunity? And we think that livestock development is surely part of that. It used to be said that, back in the old days, it was the livestock that paid the bills. And I think a lot of our farms that are established now have a deep tradition of livestock and livestock feeding, and which is kind of the truest form, I think, of value-added, which, again, was our number six thing, is value-added opportunities. So, again, that all kind of plays right back to livestock development. It would give you an opportunity to maybe talk about zoning a little bit. Again, zoning is local control. It's a local issue. But again, I think it would be good to maybe dust off some of those topics and discussions. And again, we've had some talks with the county commissioners, some of the development districts and whatnot, on some ideas that would maybe help out those local officials when they make those decisions. So, some of that could be part of it. Again, of course, public awareness, anytime that we can, bring these issues to light is a good thing. There is a corporate farming law that's been on the books for over almost 40 years now. I think it was originally started in 1974. It's been amended. Frankly, it discriminates against some species of livestock. There's been some exemptions for dairy, for instance, and if dairy got exempted, why can't swine or whatever that might be? So, again, it would give us an opportunity, I think, to review some of those things. So there's just, I think, a number of directions, a number of very valuable ways that we could go if we get a chance to talk about that. So,
thank you very
any
much.
Any questions? Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, I was just wondering if you could give us a little bit of a rundown of what's happening in Aberdeen and what's happening in Brookings as far as the
plant. Yep. Thank you, Madam Chairman. Mm-hmm. Representative Schaefer. The Bell Brands plant is moving ahead. They have already met with our dairy inspectors to just kind of review some of the initial plans of how they're going to put together their processing equipment. Our folks were impressed. Gave them the go ahead. So I didn't find any major challenges that they had. They're in the process of putting together bids and contracts and whatnot. Francine Moldre has moved to Brookings, I should say, from Kentucky. She was the kind of the head of the of their processing plant down there in Kentucky, and has since, as of a couple weeks ago, moved to Brookings full time. So that's coming well. The beef plant up in Aberdeen is still chugging ahead, slow but sure. You know, they've still got some challenges. Some of their money has been tied up with the EB-5 program, and I mean there's just a number of challenges there that we're still trying to work through. So, but they're still looking for a late spring here startup. So we got a number of issues we still got to work through with them, but. It's still coming, we hope. So.
How long is it going to be then before the cheese factory will be open, and where are they going to get the employees?
They are working through the search right now. I mean, they're starting to figure out what they need and start some of that training. They have, again, that was one of the key things that they looked at when they were looking at Brookings was employees and the availability of employees, and so they surely didn't see that as a big challenge. They thought that they'd be able to attract and get the kind of people that they're looking for. I think that they're probably about a year from now, maybe looking at starting up. I mean, I don't think it'll be this fall, but it might be, winter, late winter type thing before they start, depending on how the process goes. But they're ready to break ground here real soon. Yes.
So you're talking about an actual startup.
I think so. Yeah.
Constructions.
Yeah. No. They're looking to start breaking ground this late spring summer, and again they've got the equipment pretty well ordered already, and it's just a matter of putting up the structure and putting the equipment in there. So, excuse me, Representative Street. So. Equine. You're probably talking about horse slaughter. Is that okay? God, it's a beautiful day outside, isn't it? No. there are a number of entities that have been looking into that, to be perfectly honest with you. They've been looking at some existing facilities that we have here in the state, retrofitting those instead of... constructing something new. The biggest challenges that we have heard so far are these. Number one, are the political winds going to shift again? I mean, we had this, a couple years ago. They took away the funding for the inspectors, and that's basically what shut down the program. Some of these groups saw the error in their ways and saw that the way that those horses were was less humane disposal than having some sort of a harvesting facility. So, if you're looking to put millions of dollars into a facility, are you sure that those political winds aren't going to change again? There's challenges with the availability, and by availability, I should say some of the animals that we've been hearing about would be coming from racetracks, for instance. They've got some drug regimes in those racetracks that are not approved for human consumption. So how do you know which horses came from where? Do you have to basically drug test all the horses before you use them for consumption? A lot of those markets have already, you've heard probably all these arguments, but some of those markets have already been... there's other things that have taken up those markets in London, zoos and that type of thing for that kind of meat. And again, it's just a matter of price, and so they could probably get those back. But so it's been there's a number of people who have been working on it.
And we're going to stop the questions on this. Is a great dialogue, and I'm going to sit here all day and discuss this because we all love these kind of discussions. But we do need to get back to
We've got breakfast coming. I understand you're on schedule.
We've got the Senate coming on. We've got to get back to the point at task is deciding if we want to, as a committee, submit any suggestions for summer studies.
Yep.
And hopefully you can stick around and have breakfast and
Thank you. Can
all
appreciate that.
Visit a little bit more one-on-one. So
thank you. And I just want to, if I could just one last comment, I really appreciate what you folks do for agriculture in the state of South Dakota this year. So thank you again for your service, and thank you for being on the Ag Committee. So we feel fortunate to have each and every one of you. So thank you.
So with that, we'll get back to, I'm going to throw out my idea of having a summer study on increasing livestock production, and if there's any support for that, we'll submit it as a suggestion from the Ag Committee, and if not, that's fine, too. It doesn't have to come from the committee. Is there any other questions on that, or is there support for it? Representative Van Gerpen?
Thanks, Madam Chair. My sons and I are in the hay business, and we go into northwest Iowa to deliver our hay. And a guy came from California and built a new 3,000-cow dairy. And he said to me, why is it that South Dakota is so anti-livestock? I mean, he would have been willing to build his dairy in South Dakota, but he says the image that South Dakota has is we don't like large livestock facilities. And, you know, that's really sad because through the years I've noticed what a tremendous impact livestock production has on a community. I gave Mr. Sanderson a list the other day. This one dairy I go to, we've been going there for 20 years probably. All the different businesses that dairy supports, we come up with 24 different businesses, from hoof trimmers to custom silage cutters. And I mean, when you really keep track of that, it has a tremendous impact in the community. And so I don't know how we're going to turn this image around. You know, in South Dakota, we have the hay and the corn, just the things they need. And the main things they need, we have facilities that process milk not that far away. And so I don't know what a summer study can do about this, but, you know, the town of Hull, Iowa, they're building a new church. The town of Rock Valley, they're adding to their church. You know, that community is just bustling with activity. And a lot, of course, Sioux County, Iowa's got the most livestock, I believe, any county in Iowa. But it has a dramatic impact in the community.
Thank you. Any other comments? Go ahead.
Good morning, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. Lauren Pankratz, the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Pork Producers and the South Dakota Soybean Association. I think Secretary Bones, first of all, I would commend the chairwoman for her suggestion about having a summer study dealing with livestock development in South Dakota. I think there are a lot of places in our own state, and as Representative Van Gerpen just talked about, there is some thought, and we've experienced it over the last probably 10 or 15 years. We seem to have gained a reputation here in South Dakota, as, again, Representative Van Gerpen talked about, that we're not interested in growing the livestock industry here, and there's a variety of reasons for why I think those thoughts prevail. So if we had the opportunity to be able to talk about the future of livestock development in South Dakota, and I think explain to some of the folks out there in our smaller communities, in our rural communities, and at least some of the counties where the opportunities for livestock development exist, I think if they had the opportunity to look at the potential for new business growth, property tax. This past summer, the pork producers had a chance to, we took the opportunity to invite representatives of the Department of Ag and the Governor's Office of Economic Development to meet with a couple of folks from outside the state who are involved in livestock operations, large livestock operations, swine specifically, who have an interest in coming to South Dakota. And they're working in both cases just across two borders, Minnesota and Iowa. And one of the folks talked about their investment in a swine facility approaches about $15 million. Now, none of that, they're not asking for any incentives. They're not asking to waive any contractors' excise taxes. The capital exists to be able to build these livestock facilities. But it's a $15 million investment. And they looked here in South Dakota, and rather than fight the resistance, they built that facility in Nebraska, where they were welcome. And so I think on a long-term basis, if in fact we in South Dakota want to grow our livestock industries, then, as Secretary Bones suggested, there are a multitude of issues that we have to look at, not the least of which is, do we in fact want to grow our livestock industry? Because we have plenty of space, we have plenty of folks who are willing to make that investment. It's not a capital issue. It's not about financing. It's about location. And I think that without question, we have to be able to look at those kinds of things. And I think one of the things that we have is limitations. It was suggested that zoning is part of that. There are places that are willing, I think, to look at it, and the zoning would allow for it. Minnehaha County, the most populous county in South Dakota, is probably one of the most ag-friendly counties. But they have zoning, and they know how to apply it. One of the other things that is potentially a limitation, I think, on the livestock development, more generally, but that's the assault on livestock and animals that come from national organizations such as the Humane Society of the United States and PETA, where they want to, their efforts to restrict the way in which we can develop livestock, poultry, dairy. And so we have to be cognizant of those things and at the same time look for places that we can grow our industry. So I'm here just to let you know that I think that's a wonderful suggestion and would hope that we could have that kind of a meeting and get the exposure that's necessary to get that information out to our surrounding counties and communities in South Dakota to help them understand the benefits that exist. So with that, thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Vanquist. It's all good information. And so with that, is there support from the committee to do to have the Ag Committee submit a summer study on increasing livestock production in the state?
Madam Chair.
Representative Hoffman.
Well, thank you. And because our chairwoman couldn't be in two places at one time, I was allowed to go to Washington, D.C. to the SARL Ag Leadership Conference. While there, Representative Killer, Senator Roden, and a number of other really great Aggies. And the wonderful part of it, there's no partisanship in agriculture. It's all pro-agriculture. But one of the speakers, and I think this has to be part of the equation when we do the summer study, and I'm all for this, is Governor Heineman from Nebraska gave a really great talk on what HSUS is doing. And I just made a few notes, and I really want to get this on the record. He stated to the entire body of people there, HSUS will increase unemployment, will ruin rural ways of life, is anti-agriculture, has ruined every state which compromised, is a D.C. special interest group, is playing for keeps, cannot be trusted ever, does not care about the well-being of animals, wants to wipe out agriculture. So knowing that, and knowing that Representative Killer is very interested in agriculture, I think part of this is, how do we work together with forging compacts with the tribal council on Native American land so that we can put some energy and infrastructure onto those areas and give them an opportunity for economic development other than it seems to be casinos going up? So, and I'm publicly going to work with that. I'd love to be on the summer study of this. I'll push for it. And it is, if we can take, I'm just in the conversations with a friend of mine who's in government on putting some steers this fall into a feedlot, going from 600 pounds October 1st to 1,400 pounds later that spring, and increasing by 800 pounds, it's going to be, and making more money doing that. So that's where I think we need to look at, how do we set the groundwork and set the laws in action and make some compacts with the tribes. So with that, I'll turn it back. But I love the idea.
Okay, thank you,
Madam Chair.
Thank you. Did you have a question?
No, more of a comment than a question. I would hope that if we go forward with this summer study, that we would take a look at our attitude toward immigration. I was involved. No, I wasn't involved, but I was brought into a group that was opposed to a dairy expansion in Grant County. And all three of the legislators were. They brought us in one at a time because it's more fun that way. And so after it was all over, we'd all been through the little process. They called themselves the Concerned Citizens. And so I asked Val and Jim Peterson what their impressions were of how the conversation went. And they said, well, it was very interesting, and we all agreed that when it came to immigrant workers, the pitch in the room went up. There was a lot of cross currents on other issues, but that was one of the big things. So I think anything that we do should include our attitude toward immigration and what we may do to change that.
Yeah. That's a good point. Good point. Well, is there support from the committee to have the House Ag Committee submit a idea of a summer study to increase livestock production in the state, and then we can maybe make some bullet points of, you know, immigration, and you know, or we can I can fine tune that, and you know, later, or how anything.
Madam Chair, I'd make a motion that we try to put together a summer study on ag and what we're going to do with, you know, the zoning and the animals.
Okay.
To increase the population in the state.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Representative Van Gerpen seconded that. With that, there's
Madam
been a
Chair.
Motion to offer the increased livestock production as a summer study from the House Ag Committee. comments, Representative Klocek?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and I certainly would support this if it's going to be an all-encompassing study. I think we need to do something that we haven't done in agriculture and ag business for a long time, and that is to look at our mistakes and learn from them. We've had ag development. We've discriminated, it seems like, more, I won't say against the family farmer, but the smaller producer that wanted to be expanding in this state. We seem to think that the miracle cure is some big development or a major project, and where do the profits go? I've been in Iowa, door-to-door swine production. There's areas, it's wonderful. There's areas where a million-dollar home is worth about $300,000 or less. They can't stand the different areas of congestion, the cities, the affiliated diseases, and all those things that if it's too concentrated. It took a governor of South Dakota to get Francis, Mr. DeCoster, stopped from coming in our state, who was sincerely a bad actor. With Veblen East and West, the valuable water resources, air, and profits. Where does the money go? Does the money go into the hands of the local economy, or is it exported out? I'm all for growing our industry. It's not about capital. It is about capital. It is about where the money goes. It's about location and the limitations to that location. I don't see anybody, you have $1 million homes and subdivisions and you build a half a mile from that. Common sense tells you that's not the place to build. And Mr. Secretary Bones and I have had this discussion on various occasions. Go where they're wanted. There are places in South Dakota that welcome this type of development. But don't shove it down people's throats. Madam Chair, I do support this. One other area that I would like to see is the packing plants. We've had some serious movement forward in the Aberdeen area, but learn from our mistakes. I've been involved I've watched three or four of them. I've actually been an investor in one, and we've had some serious errors that have occurred in both our economic development, GOED here in Pierre, and the economy at home. We haven't done our homework when we look at bringing these projects in, whether they be big or small projects, and how they worked and panned out. So sure, I'm all for this study if it's going to be all-encompassing. And a good gentleman named Dr. Ken Custis, he's kind of the philanthropist of Scotland veterinary. I think he's 90 this year. And he told us many times when it comes to management and agriculture and things, he would say, well, just take a good, cold, hard look in the mirror and see what we can do better in our management techniques. And I think that's what we need to do here in South Dakota. We need to take a good, cold, hard look in the mirror and see what we can do better when it talks to ag production to avoid the mistakes that have been made in other states. And with that, Madam Chair, I would certainly support this if it's an all-encompassing solution, and then I do have a little presentation for it.
Okay, thank you, Representative Klocek. At this point, we will just do a voice vote if there's support for this. And if there is, Representative Hoffman and I will just kind of probably try to outline, maybe with Secretary Bones or something, a few parameters, because there's been a lot of good points brought up here this morning. And unfortunately, I don't think even if the e-board allows this, we are not going to be able to fully talk about all these things in a summer study. So we will have to narrow it down somewhat. So all those in favor of increased livestock production as a summer study on behalf of the House Ag Committee, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will submit that as a committee suggestion. Any other suggestions? Okay. Representative Klocek.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. As you know, in college, I sat to the left of the Honorable Chairman of the Ag Committee, and her husband sat to the right. And I don't know if that's any indication, but I'm very impressed. Ever since then, I've been impressed with our chairman, chairperson, and I do have a jar of peach jam, if you were a peach of a chairman. your limitations in trying to do things were very gentle, and you tried it very hard to run a good committee, so I just want to present you with some peach jam. It can also be used for cups afterwards for your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. So anyway, I present that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. With that, I would just like to again thank the committee for all their hard work. We kind of went through this once. Thank the staff for their excellent job of keeping us on task and on point. And want to thank the Ag Unity and all the other groups that are providing breakfast for us here. I'm going to do that in advance, and I want to welcome the senators here. And if there's no other business to come before the House Ag Committee, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting adjourned.